Discourse 6, July 21, 1932. Saint Germain. Invocation. Thou mighty ascended Jesus Christ, individualized presence within each one, we give praise and thanks for thy wondrous activity every moment of the day, that thou art the consciousness lifting mankind out of the dross of the human mind. We give praise and thanks that the mighty ascended host manifest visibly and invisibly. We bring greetings of love, joy, health, and prosperity from the ascended host to each one of you, that its radiation may go forth to all mankind. The Discourse. One of the important things for all mankind to remember, and especially students, is to make themselves permanently adamant against all outer suggestion. There is prevalent in the atmosphere the suggestion of things that disturb, and when students become more sensitive, they must establish a permanent guard against suggestion from the outer wherever they are. A helpful affirmation: I, my Christ self, the mighty I Am Presence, forbid every atom of my outer mind and body to accept anything from anywhere that is less than all of God. I, my Christ self, the mighty I Am Presence, command you to receive and permanently record the eternal activity of my full illumination and freedom on all planes. Whenever one is excited, the door is open. The correct attitude is to constantly declare that there is only the presence of God acting in and about oneself. A powerful protecting affirmation is: the mighty ascended Jesus Christ in me, which is God's perfection acting, is my protection, my defense, and my deliverance from everything that is undesirable. Whenever one is out of God's harmony, the inner motion is started that may flow forth hours or days later, and the individual be quite unaware of what started such a result. Mankind must understand that each one alone is the cause of all in his or her life and world. Nothing opens the door so easily and quickly as resentment or irritation. So often one misunderstands expressions used, thereby setting up entirely unnecessary cross-currents. Whenever one wants understanding, always use, "There is only God's perfect mind in me." There is no excuse for heated words or discussions in trying to gain understanding. Obedience is one of the essential things in life. If we are not obedient to the lesser, then we cannot obey the greater. Love is the most wonderful thing in the world, and is the power of the universe. Unusual weather conditions. This has not been explained before. Whenever there is a bursting forth through volcanic action, as there has been, and as there will continue to be during the summer, there are released interior forces of the earth, and the sediment that is carried for not only hundreds but thousands of miles many times brings a complete change of atmospheric conditions. It often causes the heat to be more intense, or has the opposite effect of cooling off, depending upon the substance that is released. Just as a cataclysmic condition may change the course of the Gulf Stream, and thus the climate, so these forces released in the air cause the atmosphere or climatic conditions to change. Encouragement. For the encouragement of yourselves and the students, I wish to say with great joy in my heart that beautiful and wonderful progress is being made by the sincere students. And because much of that wonderful achievement is not yet in evidence in the outer, should not in any wise be discouraging. For I assure you, the growth within each one is remarkable. To Mrs. Ballard, your power to focus the love ray is beautiful indeed. It is one of the most needed things in the world today, and is one of the most important channels through which justice acts. The nature of divine love is gently positive, but wherever there is a condition requiring it, one may qualify it with greater positiveness, or make it dynamically positive, for instance, to dissolve opposition to a higher achievement. Next week, I will be with you in both classes in person for definite work that needs to be done. Sha'ara and Nada have naturally a great healing radiation, and through their work, it has grown to a great intensity. They have contacted that which requires a great deal of healing power. Important for the home. Take a very definite stand that nothing comes into your home but the mighty Christ presence, which is permanently established there, so that all who enter are bound by divine love to act in perfect cooperation with everything in the home. Know that everyone who enters your door is caught in the mighty embrace of God and is held there forever. Let it become a permanent consciousness, and it will make possible a definite work to be done for the individuals who enter. A dynamic, shattering decree. Now, mighty I Am Presence, shatter and consume this. See that it does not touch my life or world again. Sometimes a quick, dynamic decree is much more effective than a longer treatment. Remember this: to say to the beloved mighty I Am Presence, shatter and consume this, is to shatter the focus of the discord, and the consuming is then easier. The mighty I Am Presence dwells within the white fire body, which is a condensation of light. You are always the one who must make the picture and impress it on the within, and the presence within brings forth the manifestation. Shortly, whenever you make pictures, they will outpicture very quickly. Feel that when you do a thing, it is God doing it, and it must therefore come forth.